Okay, Rabbi Sai, today's daf is daf Mem Aleph. We're holding the third line from the top of the Yomid. As you recall, the Gemara introduced yesterday a brand new Shvua Dirabonan. Previously, we had two Shvuas Diraisa involving a situation of a litigation between, for instance, a Malve and a Loive, where you had that the Malve said, you owe me $100. The Loive said, I only owe you $50. And therefore, Min HaTorah, it's what we call a Moide Mitzvah Satana, based on the Pasuk Ki Hu Zeh, then the Loive has to go and make a Shvua. He has to pay the 50 and make a Shvua on the other 50. And then we have, besides that, even if the person happens to be Koifer Bakoil, but if there's a one aid that says, you owe the money, he owes his Chayav V'Shvua. What's the basis of that? Because it said in the Pasuk, L'yokim Eidech V'Ish, L'chol Oven L'chol Chatas, L'chol Oven L'chol Chatas, Hu De'Einekam, Avakam Hu L'Shvua. At the very end of yesterday's Gemara, Reb Nachman told us that Midrabanan Chachamim put on a Na Yedin Shvua Midrabanan called the Shvuas Heses, and that Shvuas Heses is that even though the Loive is a Koifer Bakoil, and even though there is not even any aid whatsoever, however, nevertheless, says the Gemara, why would a plaintiff go into court if he didn't have a Taina? Presumably because he felt that he had legitimate legal reasons that the other person owes him money. That being the case, says the Gemara, if the Loive denies it entirely, he has to go and make what's called a Shvuas Heses Midrabanan. Fine. So that's the background. Now that we know that there's something known as the Shvua D'Oraisa, and there's something known as the Shvua D'Rabanan, what difference does it make? Third line from the top, my Ikka Bein Shvua D'Oraisa the Shvua D'Rabanan. Is there a Chilik in Halach? Now, before we even continue on, there's a big machloikis between the Rishonim if there's a difference, what we call Nikitas Chayfetz. What means Nikitas Chayfetz? We had two or three days ago back in the Gemara and Lamed Chesam and Beis, but the Gemara told us that a Shvua D'Oraisa requires that you hold on to normally a Sefer Torah, with a Talmud Chacham, even Tefillin. And the Gemara said, what's the Makar? Because the first time that we find a Shvua in the Torah is by Avram Avinu, who was Mashbia Eliezer, etc. And Eliezer put down his hand on the Mokam Mila because that was the mitzvah that they had. So is a din there for Nikitas Chayfetz. What's the din midrabanan? Is there a din of Nikitas Chayfetz? If a person is making a Shavuos Heses, does he also take tefillin or a Sefer Torah in hand? Our Gemara does not discuss that. The second Tosfos, however, does discuss it. If you look at the second Tosfos, my Ikka, the Perek HaKosiv, Kabihodi Omer of Nachman, Ipikeach Shimon, Maitzilei Didiya Shvua D'Oraisa, Pirish Vekundris, Tenafkimina Dibidiyaraisa, Boile Minket Heftze Biyodei, Ubidrabanan Loi Boi. Oh, so Tosfos quotes Rashi, Rashi Mesechus Ksubis, that in fact there was a major difference between a Shvua D'Oraisa and a Shvua D'Rabanan. If you make a Shvua D'Oraisa, you have to hold on to a Sefer Torah, not by a Shvua D'Rabanan. However, Tosis doesn't like that. Tosis says, the Ein Nira, Dahi Nafkusa Le'amrin Hacha. Why doesn't the Gemara immediately answer the question? What's the difference between Shvua D'Oraisa and Shvua D'Rabanan? Nikitas Chayfet. So therefore, Tosis respectfully disagrees, and he holds that you do not need to hold on, or forget, that you need to hold on to a chayfetz, not only by D'Oraisa, but also by a drabban. So we have a machloikis, therefore, between Rashi and Tosis on that point. Since we're talking about Tosis, my son Ben Zion, yesterday when we were preparing the shir, told me that there's a Tosis in Bava Metzia, Daf Yud Dalit Omer Aleph, where Tosis in Daf Yud Dalit says, what is a drabonon dika chumra between the Shvua D'Oraisa and a Shvua D'Rabanan, that by Shvua D'Oraisa the custom was, he brings from the Chuvas Hagioinim, that the Bezin used to put on Neirois Dolkois, the Noidois Nefuchois. You had light candles, and you had Noidois Nefuchois, probably like large balloons or something similar to that, in the Bezin. Doesn't say anything more than that. Presumably it was done in a way that added a lot of gravity and seriousness to the situation, and that caused the person who had to make the Shvua Chil Ura'od Yechezen, he trembled when he had to make the shul, when he saw this majesty of the lit candles and these noidois nefuchais. That's what he brings from the Tshuva Sagoinus. That's a choice is here above Metzia, Daf Yedalin Amar Aleph. First we'll show it to Brother Barry, and then he'll show it to Brother Mendy, and then he'll show it to Brother Shai, and then everybody else.
How about Ariel and I? Are we chubbeliever?
Can't wait for the time. Mendy, do you have it? No. You have to go and show it with you. Yeah, well,
it like a canteen? Isn't it node mime like a canteen?
Absolutely. So can you explain what that means? Large containers, large canteens, large barrels, large
receptacles,
large balloons, something that made it appear to be much more
during
great.
During the day, because the base didn't need at night, right?
Either doesn't always met during the day, but it says by dinim mominis they can finish off. The gemar din is allowed to be like it has to start during the day, but the gemar can be at night.
If you violate a shvur derabanan, do you get malchus?
You get malchus a shvur derabanan. You would probably get malchus martis. Malchus martis is a form of malchus which is given with derabanan, not minatoya. Then did you have it? Do you have the okay, good.
I was a kid. I heard about a shvur the black candles in Sefer Torah. I think this is the black candles. That people probably are referring to.
Maybe. Black magic?
No, you, candles that are black. The effect of the black.
Schwarz.
No, don't use that term.
No, but black candles, the idea that it's intimidating to see candles that are colored black is supposed to be very intimidating.
It's very unusual.
It has a very unusual and foreboding quality.
Okay. David, what were you saying? We don't hear you.
Sure, I'll send it out today, sure.
It's okay, I believe you.
David Fishman says, you're right about the black candles, but only when you put someone into chayim. Then you have the black candles.
Thank you.
Black candles?
That you know of that. Where did you see that?
I'm not sure it's from Gemara. It's from
Josephus, maybe. Okay, if you find it, you let us know. Okay? You'll share it with us. That's what David is saying, that's what Brother Barry is saying about black candles. Rashi, the Tosis only says that there were Neres Dolkois.
What's a black candle?
A black candle is apparently a candle that is black and not white.
But the light is still white.
Try it out. Buy a black candle.
There's
and see.
No such thing as a black flame.
Black fire. So to me, the whole thing is
okay.
Right
there.
Let's make sure everyone knows.
No. They want to see it.
No. In case anyone wants to see.
I'll take a picture. Yes. I'll see you later.
Okay.
It's Chomer B'Shvuah, second of the widest lines.
Yeah. That's three lines of the Torah.
I knew there was something to this black candle.
Vada.
Second of the widest lines. Yesh Chomer.
Maybe on Juneteenth you light black candles.
You see, Neres Dolkois, Neres Nefuchois. Yeah, and then Tshuva Sagoin, he brings the Tshuva Sagoin. Okay, thank you, Ben Zion, if you're listening, for bringing this to our attention. Anyway, so from our Gemara, since Gemara does not tell us anything about those, but apparently there's no difference between Shvuah Derais and Shvuah Derabanan, says Toysvitz, that apparently they always had Nikitas Chayfetz. However, other Rishonim respectfully disagree with the Toysis and say, no, Rashi is right, that only by Shvuah Deraisa did they have a Nikitas Chayfetz, and not by Shvuah Derabanan. So how come the Gemara doesn't mention that? Because the Gemara is not talking about the oifen, the way that they made the Shvuah. The Gemara is talking about substantive law. What difference does it make if the person has to make a Shvuah Deraisa, Shvuah Derabanan? So we're not going through the mechanics, how the Shvuah was administered. We want to know, are there any legal ramifications between the Shvuah Deraisa, Shvuah Derabanan? The Gemara is now going to tell us two or three. Zok the Gemara. Ike benayu meipach shvuah. Vusais meipach shvuah. Meipach shvuah, says Rashi, he's talking about a situation. See the second line. Im omer ha nitva litoyvea, hishova vitoy. I know that I am a chuyev a shvuah. Either deraisa, because I was a moitra mixis, an eidachot, or because the shvuah derabanan, shvuah sesis, but I don't want to go make a vow. But you know what? I'm happy to turn it over to you. You make the shvuah. If you make a shvuah that I owe the money, I give you the money right now. I have the cash in my pocket. I'm ready to give it right now. Do we say that the loive has the right to go and turn the tables, or at least turn the shvua, onto the malva and say, malva, if you make the shvua, no problem, I pay you immediately. I don't want to make shvuas. That's the question. The right of a loive to say to the malva, you make the shvua and I hand over the cash. If you're talking about din diraisa, then we do not allow the loive to go and say, malva, you make the shvua. If it's the rabbanon, we do allow him to say that. Manishtana, why by diraisa don't we allow it? So the Rashba, the Ritva says, because when it comes to shvua diraisa, this is an obligation, it's a chiyuv on the part of the loive. Once he has been moed b'miktzas, or there's an eid echad, you loive, you have now the duty and the chiyuv to go and make that shvua.
So,
you cannot shirk that shvua and say, I don't want it, you take it. It's your duty to make that shvua, you can't go and pass it on to somebody else. But shvua the rabbanon, since it's the rabbanon that instituted that shvua, so then within that din, I'm sorry?
Hey mamru,
within the parameters of that shvua, they said, somebody should make a shvua. If you're willing to do it, leiva, it's principally, primarily on you. If you don't want to, and the malva wants to make it, it's tight, you can go and switch it to the malva. Yeah.
Don't we have a scenario where the lover is like an unsavory fellow and we could therefore...
Moscow Rav Abba, sure, when the guy said, yeah, I stole it and it was
the guy's puzzle to give a...
Right, he's a Russia, so they switched the shvua to the other guy.
What you're talking about is shekeneg de choshir al shvua, that we took it from him and we put it on the other.
Right.
Gemara's going to talk about the next 10 lines. Ariel, it's so great that you're here with us. You're 2 steps ahead of us. We'll get to that shvua. So this is the first nafkimina being make b'shvua. Frank Dimara, that sounds good according to us. But Ulamar Baravashi, the Yombe Deraisa, Nami Mafkin and Shvua. Mar Baravashi says that even in the case of a Shvua Deraisa, the loiva can say, no thank you, I rather want the Malva to make the Shvua. And if the Malva makes the Shvua, I pay him. I have the cash in my pocket, I give it to him immediately. So according to Mar Baravashi, my Yikabin Deraisa Lidra Bonon. And for Dimara, Ikabinayu Mechis. What means meches lenechse? Meches lenechse means that the Bezdin issues a verdict, where in the verdict they say, since the loive is not willing to make a shvur, and since the loive is not willing to pay, we hereby authorize the malva to use any means whatsoever to go and foreclose and garnish the properties that belong to the loive. See, Rashi says, meches lenechse, third line, im omer eni nishba, the eni mishalim. The loiva says, you can stand on your heads, I'm not making a shvua, I'm not paying. Then the bezin authorizes the marshals, the sheriffs, to go into his mechosim, grab whatever, and pay the malva. Ah.
This is different from mafkinan.
Mafkinan? Mafkinan before was from Lashon ben hapachu, to go and switch.
Exactly. These people hold, you cannot pass it on to the other people.
Well, that's Mar Baravashi holds the cat, with the rights of Nami mafkinan shvua, that both in the case of Diraisa and we started off, what's the difference? Meipach Shvur, can the loiva now take the Shvur and shift it from him and put it on the Malva? That was the first answer. Says Yimor, that's good according to Rabbanan. But what about Mar Baravashi? That said, with Diraisa, you can also go and switch it from the loiva to the Malva. So Ibazoi, my Ikhbet Diraisa Rabbanan, what's the Nafkimina? Ikhbenayu, Meiches the Nechse Diraisa, Meiches the Nechse. Whether the Bezin is going to go after the loiva refuses to make the Shvur and after he refuses to pay, whether the bezin will go into the chosim and garnish it and attach it for the benefit of the malva. Says you have b'diraisa nachsinon lenechse, b'drabanan loy nachsinon lenechse. If he's not willing to make a shvua diraisa and he's not willing to go and pay, then the bezin will go and grab the nechosim. Mashenkin, if he's just not willing to go and accept the psak that he has to make a shvua or pay, then if it's only shvua diraisa,
so what do they do?
The Gemara is going to ask that as well. I see Baruch Hashem today, everybody's very active. We'll get to that in Yetchim shortly. 31, Rabbi Yossi, the Omar b'drabanan, Nami nachsin l'nechse. Rabbi Yossi holds that there's no difference between the Raisa and the Rabbanan. Even by the Rabbanan, nachsin l'nechse, we go down and grab the person's achasim. Where do we find this Rabbi Yossi that says even by the Rabbanan? Bitnan. We have a Mishnah. Where is this Mishnah? Mishnah is Bam Metzia. Metzias chedesh shoyter v'katan. Yesh bem gazlam nei darkish olam. You have a chedesh shoyter cotton walking down the street, and they find the metzia on the ground, and they take it. am I allowed to take it away from them? Min ha-Torah, you would be, because they don't have enough daya to acquire the metziah that they have now picked up. But midrabanan chas v'shalom is gezel and neidar kisholim. You're not allowed to do something like that. Achei she had begun to grab away his nechashim, to grab away that metziah. Rabbi Yossi says, Rabbi Yossi Omer, gezel gomor, that's full-fledged gezel. Now, before we continue, it sounds like he's saying gezel gomor midyaraisa. And therefore, there's a machloikis. Is this just gezela derabbanan nidaki shalom, or is it gezel gomor natoira? No, v'yom Rav Chizda. Even Rabbi Yossi said gezel gomor. He said gezel gomor midivrei midrabbanan. Shafreik di Gemara. My nafkimina. So what's the nafkimina? The Tanakh Kama says it's drabanan darki shalom. Rabbi Yossi says gemagazer midrabanan. So they both are midrabanan. Okay, he says darki shalom. He says gezel gomor. What's the nafkimina? Bottom line. So gemara nafkimina lo itziyoi b'dayonin. Ah, that's what Rabbi Yossi is saying. That the chachamim said that this is such a terrible thing. A person stealing from my chesheret v'katan, even though it's only drabanan. Nevertheless, if you can prove it in Bezdin, Bezdin will go down and garnish and foreclose on the chosim of that gazlan. Oh, so I see that even b'drabanan, Rabbi Yossi holds nachsin and lenachse. So vayta nochemul, what's the nafkimina between a shvud yarais and shvud rabanan? My ikka b'drais and rabanan. So tomorrow, ikka b'nayu shekinegdoi choshir al hashvur. This is what Ariel was raising before. What happens if the other guy, in other words, put aside now the cheshit v'katan and a regular dinim mominis, you have between the malv and the loiva. The loiva says, I don't owe you a penny, and now he is, therefore, he doesn't want to pay. Will, and it turns out that this loiva should be making a shvur, and what happens afterwards, we find that he has a rap sheet, that he has already 12 times, he has lied in a brazen way, and has violated shvur shavin, shvur sheker, shvur bitrin, shvur sa'edit, shvur sa'pikotan. He's a bad guy.
He's a collector of shvuas for you.
He's a collector of bad shvuas, of corrupt shvuas. So now the question is, I can't go and allow him to go and make a shvua, because for him a shvua is meaningless. Whatever he says is just like a politician, a rat. He doesn't mean a word. Okay, I take that back. Anyway, the point is, depends which politician. So ikabinai, shekeneg de choshera le shvua. Person is, unfortunately, choshera le shvua. So what happens now? So we know that it's a takana, the Chum said, since he's chosher l'shvua, we're going to take the shvua away from him, and we're going to put it on the malve instead. Ah, says he, "Bidir aiso shekinei chosher l'shvua afchinen lei shvua v'samua idach." If it's the aiso, then we take away the shvua from him because he's a scoundrel. He's a person that has violated shvuis already now for years. So if we take away the shvua from him, we place it on the malve. If the malve makes a shvua, he's a nishba v'noitel. He collects the whole choy that's due. However, b'drabanan, if he's only violated shvus drabanan, it's a takanti. The whole shvus hasis is a drabanan, and therefore, if he violated that takanta loyavdinan, we don't make a double takan to go and say, well, number one, first of all, we put on him a shvus hasis because it's a koy for bakol. He's not a moedim mitzis. There is no aid. But b'drabanan put on a shvus hasis. Yeah, but this guy, you can't trust his shvus. Oh, to go and take away the shvua from him and now place it on the malva and say now the malva can be nishba v'noitel, lo yavdina razoi vaad. They didn't say that nishba v'noitel to take it away from the bad guy and put it onto the malva.
So what happens in such a situation? You have a someone's chayav shvus hesis, he's choshen on shvua, we don't let him swear. So
so let's go to the next point. Very good. Shkoyach. If you remember, you asked about 2 minutes ago, Rabbanan de pligilin Rabbi Yossi, Domiv de Rabbanan, loy nachsin le nachse, my avdin and lay. What? That was your question.
Yeah, yeah.
I told Mitch I'm going to get to it. And that also subsumes your other question, as you'll see in a moment. So, by a deraisa, we said nachsin le nachse. But then we said, am I not by the Rabbanan? But then we said, that's only good according to everybody else, but not Rabbi Yossi. Because Rabbi Yossi says, even by the Rabbanan, that's why he said it's gezel gomer mi divrayim. It's not just gezel mi divrayim. It's gezel gomer mi divrayim. The Gemara said, "Lamai nafkin loitzi b'dayonim." So I see that even by a drabanan, like the case of the chesh shoyt for cotton, which is only drabanan, nevertheless, couldn't Rabbi Yossi nachsin and lenachse. Right, Gemara was tzimin yet, according to drabanan that disagree with Rabbi Yossi. So what do we do to assure that the loive, the scoundrel fellow, that he's actually going to go and pay? What do we do? If he says, I'm not swearing, I'm not paying, stand on your head, Rabbi. So what power do the rabbis have? What's their recourse? What are they going to do? Everything one mishamtina lei, we're going to go and put him in chayrim. And according to the Gemara at this point, in the Havamina, we're going to put him in chayrim forever and ever. Now, nowadays when a bezin puts someone in chayrim, unfortunately it does not have a lot of power. Why? Because of the situation. However, years ago, people lived in a small little community, and the bezin would issue the chayrim against Yanko. That chayrim would include the Kienko and do any business with him, don't talk to him.
It's a death sentence. Show me another way economically.
Exactly.
Silent treatment.
Exactly. So the Gemara now uses a very unusual graphic term in trying to interpret this Mishamtinan lay. Omle Ravil Ravashi, Hainakte Bekuvse, the Nishbeke Leglimehu. What does that mean? Nakte Bekuvse. The word Kuvse, says Rashi, means a cluster, like a cluster of tamarim, of dates. And therefore it's saying that what you're doing is you're holding on to this person's private parts to be able to go and take away his coat. Meaning, this is worse, or at least as bad as nachsinu lenachse.
It's a shvur.
He can't take a shvur because he's chashim al shvur.
He's a chashim al shvur.
He's holding a sefer Torah.
He's not holding a sefer Torah. He's not holding anything. We're holding him. We're holding him by the beim.
Yeah, well, exactly. Let's see Rashi. Rashi Taki uses the expression beim. Rashi about 10-12 lines from the top. Nakte lekuvse lelishbeke leglimihu. If you're going to put somebody in chayrim, it's like oichzoi bebeim. It's as if you're holding from down below the private parts. Hataluyim boy, which are hanging. Until he's willing to go and give the cloak or the talis that is from his back. Kloimar, says the Gemara, says Rashi, Kivin the Mishamtinan lay, li oilam, if the Shamta, if the Schairim is permanent, at the lace of lay until he pays. Lech loch lemeches lenechse odith mehai. That's the worst meches lenechse. That's worse than the Diaraisa. Diaraisa, he said that the Rabbanim would go and try to grab his property to go and pay off the debt. If you're putting him in permanent shamta, you're putting him in permanent poverty. This is even worse, or at least as bad. Leslach, there's no greater mechel than actually out of behind. Now, where do we get that the word kufse has anything to do with what's hanging down below? So, as Rashi, kodobra hatoli b'mechubra korele kufse. Anything which is mechubra and is dangling, is hanging down, is called kufse kidomer, like we had in the Sechtes Makis not too long ago. Ozulgarma umachia le kufse. Asar Tamri be'elu hena goyim. Just to refresh our memories, then we were talking about there was a machloikis in the Mishnah. What's the definition of the din by getting golus for a person who killed b'shogig? So the Torah says anoshel habarzel min ha'etz. So anoshel habarzel min ha'etz. The Mishnah had two interpretations. Either it means that whilst a person was chopping the barzel, the axe head on top of the handle fell off. Never hit somebody in the head, and never Chachmul Islan, they called the Chever Kedisha because he passed away. Or Menashel Barzel Menetz means you go and give a good chop against the wood of the tree, and then the wood Nebuch the tree falls over on him, or at least a big sliver or big block of wood comes out from the tree and hits the other guy in the head. So the question is, how do you understand Menashel Barzel Menetz? And Machloik is there in the Mishnah and the Gemara. And then the Gemara is, I'm sorry.
The word Kuku say has the same shortage as the laundry.
Correct. I agree with you. But that's not the intention over here. That's the reason why Rashi tells us, don't think this has anything to do with laundry. This has to do with a cluster. So where do we find it?
I saw some commentary grabbing someone's clothes, undergarments or something. Uh-huh. Could be a reference here.
Okay, maybe. Normally the word...
They didn't wear undergarments in those days. Yeah. So he took off his talus and was naked.
Okay, well, anyway, if the Lishbeke... the Gleemate... Let's finish first the Rashi and the Gemara Masechtas Makis, and then everybody can throw in their interpretations and further comments. But here in Masechtas Malkis, it says over there, what happens if a person took a piece of the ara? A piece of the ara means a clump of dirt, threw it at a tree, that clump hit a garma. Garma is a branch. The branch in turn hit a kufsa. Kufsa was the cluster of tamarim. Viasa tamri, and now those dates fell off the tree and hit the guy in the head, and the person passed away. The Gemara's shail over there is this called koyach koychoy? Is koyach koychoy ki koychoy domi or not? When you go and hit the tree, and then part of the tree falls and hits a guy on the head. So that's a direct koyach, a direct groma.
First derivative versus second.
I'm sorry, once again?
First derivative versus second derivative.
Exactly. This is like a second derivative. What's a second derivative? He threw the clump of earth against the tree. It hit a branch. Then the branch, in turn, hit the cluster of dates. Then, in turn, the dates fell down off the tree and hit him on the head. So that's what the Gemara calls over there, koyach koyach. But the Gemara refers to that cluster of dates as kufsa. As Dr. Rashi, that's why our Gemara uses the same expression, legabi de beim, down below, that it's also kufsa, because it's also a cluster which is hanging down. So, says our Gemara, to go and say that midaraisa, if the person is not willing to make the shvu diraisa, nachsil lenachse. But if it's drabanan, then we go and put him b'shamti, put him in chayrim. Isn't this at least as bad, if not worse, than nachsin and lenachse? That's Gemara's kasha. So Gemara, elamai of din alayt. So if you hold that that's not the din, so then what do we do in the case of a drabanan? Amalei mishamtin alayt. We put him in chayrim, but not a chayrim forever. But ad the mati is man nagde. What is man nagde? Says Rashi. 30 days. We give him 30 days, we put him in chayim. And we say, if within 30 days you don't go and pay up, then nagde. Nagde would be makis mardis dirabbanan. And if 30 days end and he still stands defiantly, I'm not going to swear, I'm not going to go and pay, then nagdina le. We'll take off the shamta, and then we're going to go and give him pech, makis mardis dirabbanan. And then mishavkin le, and then we will let him go.
So he doesn't pay. He pays with Marcus. He pays us with money.
Exactly. And eventually, Kodesh Baruch Hu, upstairs in Shemayim, will make sure to go make good balance on that person's loss. He'll balance the books. But Midrabanan, only thing that we're going to go and do is put him in Shamta for 30 days. Hopefully that will break him. If it doesn't, we're going to give him Pech. Hopefully that will break him. And if it doesn't, we'll just let him alone, and that's the end of it. With this, we have concluded this sugya about the differences between Shavuot D'oraisa and Shavuot D'rabanan. Now we go on to a new halacha. This halach of Rav Papa is similar to the halach of Rav Nachman of a Shavuos Heses with the Rabbanan. Omer Rav Papa, Hayman di apik shtar al chavre. Person took out a shtar and said, Loive, you see the shtar, it says that you owe me money. The omelin is a shtar peruahu. I already paid you. Don't you remember? It was maturity date. I gave you the money. I asked you for the shtar and you said, I can't find it. I'll give it to you. Don't worry. You know, I'm honest. And da-da-da-da. 5 years later, he finds the shtar and he says, hey, you never paid me. Otherwise, you would have taken the shtar. Don't you remember? I told you to give me the shtar. Anyway, back and forth, he says, you owe me the money. He says, it's already paid. What do we do? Amrin and Lev. Lav kol kaminach, zil shlim. Since this shtar is still extant, and you didn't insist on getting it back, and there's no indication whatsoever in this shtar that it was paid, we cannot believe you when he says, shtar peruhu, zil shlim, you got to go and pay. We're not done yet. Don't be so nervous.
What's the chelal raya? It's against the raya. Take the money.
V'im Omar lishtabali. This is what Rav Papa is now addressing. And if he says to him, go and swear, meaning, Taloyva says, I am quite confident that I paid. You want to go and say, well, Amoyim mechvel varaya, there's a shtar against me. What I'm telling you is lishtabali, you malve. If in addition to the shtar, if you're willing to make a shvua, fine, and then I'll pay you fully. I'll pay you 100% of the money. Amrina Lei says, Rav Papa, we take a tell to the Malva, Ishtabale, make a shvua on behalf of the Loiva, because since the Loiva says, you make the shvua, I'll pay you, make the shvua, and I'll pay you. Amrina Ravacha, we're ready to Rav Ravashi. Ma ben zel, a poigim ishtare. If that's the case, how is this any different than Gabe, a case of a poigim ishtar? What means poigim ishtar? Poigim ishtar means that the malva, or the one that is owed money under this shtar, acknowledges and concedes that there was already a partial payment. By his conceding that there was a partial payment, he's put, if you will, a pegam in the shtar. That even though the shtar says, I owe you $100, however, if the person that is to whom the money is owed. In other words, like to the Malva, if he says, it's not 100, it's only 50, he already paid me 50 last week, I agree. Oh, once you yourself are paying with a shtar, then you, the Malva, if you want to collect the other 50, if the Loiva says, I paid you the 100, I didn't pay you the 50. Yeah, on Sunday I paid you 50, on Tuesday I paid you 50, I paid off the whole thing. If the Malva is only willing to agree to a partial payment, not the full payment, then says the Gemara, says Rav Acha Brei D'Rava to Rav Ashi, this is the case of Payim and Sishtar where we put the onus of making the Shavua on the Malva. Because since the Malva, he's, if you will, the Moedim and Mitzvah.
Yes.
He's the one that says that part of it has been paid. He is the one that has to go and make the Shavua. If that's the case, then any Malva, according to Rav Papa, that produces a Shtar, and the Loiva said it's paid in full, then we can go, the Loiva can place the onus of the Shvua on the Malva. Here we're saying only in the case of Poigim Mishtar, where the Malva concedes that partially paid, then he has to make the Shvua. So, Freitimar Ubma Bein Zela Poigim Mishtar. What difference is there now between a person that is demanding full payment of the Shtar and a person who is demanding only partial payment of the Shtar? You're telling me in both cases he has to make a Shvua to be able to collect. Malaysi told him, no, there's a fundamental difference. In the case of the Poigim Mishtar, where the Malva concedes it's already been paid partially, and the Loiva says, no, I paid it in full. Even if the Loiva is not a Talmid Chacham, and he does not have a good Toyen or lawyer representing him, the Bezna will say to the Malva, since you've admitted that part of the Shtar has already been paid, you make the Shvua, to get full payment. A Bahacha, in this case of Rabbapa, where the Malva is saying to the Loiva, you owe me in full, and the Loiva says, no, this Shtar is already paid from before. Hacha Amrinale, Zil Shlimle. We go and tell the Loiva, as you said, Amoitzim Chaver Olivaraya, he have a Shtar. Shtar on its face looks very legit. You're saying it was paid. You go and prove it. If you can't prove it, Zil Shlimle, go and pay. Vitoim the Umba, but if he himself, not that we, if he says, Ishtabali, you, Malva, make a Shvua, and then I will pay in full, no problem, then Amrinalei Zil Ishtabali, then we will go and support the Loiva in his request that the Malva should make the Shvua. So, the fundamental difference between Poigim Ishtar and a regular Shtar where there was no Pigam, the Poigim Ishtar, if he admits that it was partially paid, then we will taina on behalf of the Loiva, make a Shvua, and he'll pay the rest of it. In the case of a Shtar where there was no Pigam, we Bezen will be neutral. If the Loiva says, I paid the whole thing, and I'm willing to pay again, if you make the Shvua, then we go put the Shvua on him. But if he doesn't say anything, we will not speak on his behalf. And that's only in a regular case, Bitzum Rabbanu. However, if the Malva happens to be a Talmud Chacham, we will not require him to make a Shvua. And the reason is, says Rashi, because it will then appear, it looks as if we are choshed that this Talmud Chacham is not telling the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. To go and say, I have to make a Shvua. Dayanam, you make a Shvua. Well, why should I have to make a Shvua? So it's a bizoyin hatoira, and therefore we won't require him to make a Shvua. What you now are doing is empowering and authorizing any Talmud Chacham in this type of situation. He doesn't have to make a Shvua. So does that mean that he has a greater right to go and Chas v'Shalom steal somebody else's cloak, his garment? In other words, it's just an expression. What we mean to say is we're now allowing him to win the case automatically just because he's a Talmud Chacham. So Timura Ella Uloy Mizakin and Lay Ladinai. What means the Kinalei Ladinai? So look at the Rashi 5-6 lines at the bottom. Mishaleach Mafshit, to go and strip the other person of his cloak, of his garment. When is the Kinalei? Lishova. We're not going to force him to make a Shvua. De Mechsei De Choshdinalei. Looks like we're Choshidim. V'loi Ligvisle, but we're also not going to allow him to go and collect. The Omalei Hishtabali De Leprticha. Since the other person said, make a Shvua that I didn't pay you. If he's willing to make that Shvua, is great. If he's a Talmud Chachma, he doesn't want to make the Shvua, we're not going to go and force him to make the Shvua. On the other hand, he will not be able to collect either. So how is he going to win the case? He'll have to bring Edom. or HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have to be memale his chesar.
So, no, but if he has a shtar,
mm-hmm.
he has a shtar,
mm-hmm.
and he's a Sura Rabbana, and he comes and says, you didn't pay me.
Mm-hmm.
And the other party, Yamar, it's Lova, says,
mm-hmm.
make a shvua, I didn't pay you.
Mm-hmm.
So the Sura Rabbana loses the case. He has a shtar. Mm-hmm. Shtar derives his power from the Aiden that sign on it.
Yeah, yeah.
So what's the
sign of Rapapa in the first place? Rapapa says that I, the Loiva, I insisted it's perua. Instead of my making a shvua heses to Rabbanan, I'm now placing the shvua on the malva. Rav Papa says this works. If that works, why do you say that it works? He has a shtar. He can go and say moichkol avaraya. Rav Papa said, nevertheless, if the person said yes, it's a shtar, I don't disagree. There's a shtar. However, it was perua. It was paid. You held on to the shtar post the loan after I already paid you. So it sounds like it may be a little bit of credibility. It's enough, says Rav Papa, that if he says to the Malva, I'm not going to pay you on my own. However, if you make a shvua, I pay you in full, I have the cash. So you're not happy with that either. But Lamaisa, that's what Rav Papa said. So Agamari says that we're not going to force the Malva, if he's a Talmud Chacham, to go and make a shvua. But on the other hand, he also cannot collect because of the fact that he didn't make a shvua. Zokumar Vaita Manali Biyotcha.
My wife's class is next door.
Next door? Okay.
There, I'll do it here.
Is that good or bad?
Noisy.
Can we put it on this side?
Yeah, no. I'll take it.
Okay.
There's a competition on the table, which side it's to.
Petitions, but
even keeled.
Yes, exactly. Even tissued. Okay, so now we're going to have a machloikis in the Gemara. What happens if a person lends someone else a halva and there were edim present? Does that implicitly mean that the loiva, when he pays, he should make sure to go and pay in front of edim? In other words, we're not talking about that he stipulated, I'm giving you halva in front of edim, you better pay it in front of edim. He didn't say anything, but there was an insistence, I'm only going to give you halva in front of edim. Is that enough as an implicit requirement on the part of the loiva that when he repays in front of Eidim? We're not talking about whether it's an Eitz HaToiva. Of course it's a good idea to do in front of Eidim, but he didn't. Is there such a requirement? So we're going to have here, so there's somebody singing, or there's music. The kids are singing inside. It doesn't look like they're singing, but so be it.
My wife's sixth grade.
Okay, beautiful, beautiful. Amr Yud Amr Vasi. So Roisa, let's start. Five lines from the bottom of the Amr. Mana li biyakha. Amr Yud Amr Vasi. Hamal vas chaver be'edim. Person lent money to his chaver be'edim with edim present. Tzarech lepoyer be'edim. The loiva should make sure that he pays him back with edim. Ki amrita kamer Shmuel. When I repeated this halach in front of Shmuel, this is Rav Yehuda speaking. Yud is normally Amr Yud Amr Rav. Here it's Rav Yud Amr Vasi. When I repeated this halach in front of Shmuel, Amali yochol loyma loy the Malvik can go and tell him, I'm sorry, the Loiv can go and tell him, Praticha b'fnei ploini uploini v'holchu lehem l'mdinas hayom. Which Shmuel basically is saying is, this requirement that you're saying, that the Loiv has to pay back in front of Edom, this is really basically with no consequence, and it's irrelevant.
If he has enough money, someone would have to aid him.
Whoo, boy, yes, you know, that was beautiful, beautiful. Thank you very much. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara now, what our Gemara says is, any time the loive is required, according to Rav Yehuda Marvasi, to go and pay with Edom, he'll say, I paid with Edom. Which Edom? Yankel and Beryl. We're Yankel and Beryl. They are now on a cruise to Alaska. How long is that cruise going to take? At least 6 months or a year, if not longer. Oy. So therefore Shmuel says, it's really a meaningless statement to go and say Amal v'chaveir be'edim tzarech l'payer be'edim, and therefore basically Shmuel says there is no such requirement, because even if you would require it, it has no consequence, it has no relevance, because he'll say I paid you with edim. Do I have to have another pair of edim to say that I paid in front of edim? Those edim probably went to Australia for a cruise. Anyway, therefore gush. So let's try to bring Raya's one way or the other. I'm sorry. Tanan, we learned it on Mishnah. Manali biyotcha. Yeah, of course I owe you. Monday morning he said, you owe me $100. Yes, I owe you the money 100%. Now, our Gemara doesn't tell us that. The Rashi on the Mishnah, which is printed on Membe, it's on Aleph, says it's talking about that he did it in front of Edom. wondering, where's that Rashi? That's the Shachachti Rashi
that we
looked at a couple of days ago. Look at Rashi. Manli biyadcha omlehen, b'fnei edim. V'omlehem atem edai. He said, you're my edim. Do you owe me the money? Yes, I owe you the money. Okay, and what happens? So, Lamacha, the next day, he says, omlehem teneli. Remember what happened yesterday. Give me my money. Nisatavloch, don't you remember last night, right after Marav, I gave you the whole money, what are you talking about? Then he's partor. Afraid to go, why? V'hocha kivin de tovei be'edim, kiman di oisvei be'edim dami. Uktani partor. Now the Gemara is taking a little bit of a leap of faith over here, because Rav Yehuda Mervasi was talking about Bishasti halva'a, it was be'edim, and we're saying, no, if at the time of the loan it was be'edim, he's got to pay back an edim. Now the Gemara is trying to bring a raya from a case where at the time of the halva, there were no eidim. But now, 6 months later, whenever the maturity date was, mana li biyadcha, you owe me the money. And then there were eidim present. And he said, atam eidai, watch what's going on. You owe me the money. And he said, hem, yes, I'm moida, I owe you the money. So it wasn't halva, it was the tviya, and he was tovei, asked for the money. That was in front of me. The machan, the next day, he says, tereli. Give me the money. You said yesterday, right after the daf, you said you owed that. You agreed that you owe me the money. Yeah, after the daf, I owed you the money. But that night, I paid you right after Marav, Nesat Avloch. So Timura Potter, the wise Potter, says Gemara, according to Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Asi, shouldn't you say Terech Lepara B'Eidim, and therefore prove that you paid last night after Marav? Because if you made the Haidah B'Eidim, don't you have to pay back in Eidim? For Hacha Kim the Tavi Beidim Kim Man the Oiz Beidim Dami Yitani Potter and therefore the Chayit Yuf the Derav Asi. Oisvei,
how do you
say Oisvei? Oisvei is the lotion of a lending.
Okay.
Tavi Beidim Kim Man the Oisvei as if he lent to the money. Uktani Potter Shteitach Potter. Every Tiyot of Derav Asi Shvein Rav Asi. Amlech Rav Asi Anoki Amri Hechdem Yikara Oisvei Beidim Toloy Lididei Hemne Hacha Ho Hemne. So Rav Asi says the premise of Yakasha is faulty because there's a major difference between a halvor be'edim and a tviya be'edim. What's the difference? If Bishas the halvor, he insisted on edim, why did he insist on edim? Because he didn't believe him and he didn't trust him. This is the first time he's taking a loan and he says, you know, arm's length, I have to make sure. And therefore he said, I want edim present. Atam Eidai Bishas the Halva.
In addition to the contract? Or
in addition to the contract. In addition to the shtar, I wanted to be Eidim present to go and see clearly. Because he did not trust him. However, Hacha, in the case of the Tviya, he trusted him. He gave him the Halva without Eidim. What's the situation? What the situation is, now, 6 months later, the time of maturity, he wants to make sure that the guy is going to go and pay. And he says, okay, I want Eidim to be present at the time of maturity. So that doesn't rise to the same level of trust or distrust that the Malva has vis-a-vis the Laiva. So when you just have a Tviya be'edim, there's no requirement that you have to have a Priya of a Pura'oin be'edim. So says Rav Asi, the two cases are different, and you cannot, it's you're comparing apples to oranges. Rav Yosef Masna Hachi, Rav Yosef Ulta had a Kabbalah about Rav Yudam Rav Asi, but just the opposite. Om Rav Yudam Rav Asi, Hamal v'schaber be'edim, you do not have to go and pay back an eidim. However, the Omar, if at the time of the halva he said to him a stipulation, al tifri eini ela bi eidim, you have to pay in front of eidim whether you like it or not. That was a tanai koidim lamas, a condition. Tzarech lefar bi eidim. In that case, he does have to pay in the eidim after all. So therefore, it's similar to the Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Asi on the Amud Aleph. Which way is it similar? If he threw in that as a condition, not, it's not enough that he had Eidim present, but if he threw in Al Tavein El Be Eidim, then Tzarech Lepar Be Eidim. And so therefore now, once again, Kamrita Kamad Shmuel, Amali said Shmuel, Yochaloi Maloi, Pratich Mefnei Plani Yoplani, Vahalchalem Lebdina Sayyam. Same as Shmuel on the Amud Aleph, he can go and say, yes, I paid you in front of Eidim. Don't you remember? Yankel and Beryl. Where's Yankel and Beryl? They're on their way to Alaska. When are they going to be back? In a year from now. What happens if the cruise goes on for 5 years? Anyway, and therefore, this requirement is really irrelevant because you have to pay in front of Eidim. Fine, I paid you in front of Eidim. The best thing is get a receipt or tear up the original shtar. something like that. But just that it paid him, that you have to pay him for the bait, and that really doesn't do the trick. Now the Gemara asks the same kasha. So now we learned that our Mishnah Manali Biyadcha Amalai Hen Amalai Al Tetneu Li El Bifnei Eidim. So this is not the case that we quote in the Amid Aleph. This is the next case in the Mishnah. He said Manali Biyadcha, you owe me money. He said, yes, I owe you the money. Al Tetneu Li El Bifnei Eidim, make sure you give the money back to me in front of Eidim. Lemachar, the next day, Amalai Tetneu Li, pay me. Nisatavach, don't you remember I paid you last night after Mariv? Chayev. Why Nishitzarach Litan Loi Be Eidim? Because he said, Befedish, you have to go and give it in front of Eidim. Shmuel said before, no purpose in making that type of stipulation, because he can always say, Pratich of Neplani Uplani, and therefore you'll never be able to collect. Is the Chayat Yuf to the Shmuel, it's Shmuel on Shmuel. You see, the Allah attack is that when he stipulated Befedish out of Neli, out of Ne Eidim, he better give it in front of Eidim. And don't tell me about this. They can go and say, I had to wait and went to Medina Siyam. You have to do it in front of Eidim.
Can he go to the wife?
Alaska. Yeah, very good. Don't scream at me, says Shmuel. In fact, it's a machlokes tanoi. Where do we find this machlokes tanoi? Tesanya. Be'edim hil v'sicha. I lend you the money in front of Eidim. Be'edim prali. Pay me back in front of Eidim. What's it in? O yitin. O yavi raya. Shenasa. Either pay right now, or go and bring a raya that in fact you paid. Either in front of Eidim, or not in front of Eidim, but showed that you paid the money. After all, that was a condition. So if you say that I paid in front of Eidim, fine, bring the Eidim. If you say that Eidim are not here, then bring a raya that you paid. So I hold like Rav Yudah ben Beseira. Right? The Tanakama holds like Rav Asi and says that once he told Masicha be'edim, you better pay him back with Eidim. Says Rabbi Yudah Meseira, like Shmuel, Yochaloi Malai Praticha, I already paid you, and they plenty. Where are they? Hochalam Dinasiya. Porach Ravacha, Mimai de Bishas Lavokoi, Dilma Bishas Tavirkoi. Who says that this took place Bishas Lavok? In other words, Ravacha is saying, Shmuel says, I have a raya from Rabbi Yudah Meseira, it's Machlekes Tanoim, and he holds like me. One second. So Ravacha, this is not the same case as Shmuel. Why is it not the same case as Shmuel? Because Shmuel and Ravasi were talking about Bishas Halvah, Hamalvis Chaveir Be'edim. Here the Brisa began Be'edim Hilvisicha. Eidim Hilvisicha means that the Halvah took place 6 months ago. Remember, it was in front of Eidim. I want you to now to go and pay me back in front of Eidim. And this is beautiful. Sorry?
He didn't make
a Tanai, the condition at the time of the original document. At the time of the original halva, he's only talking now 6 months later. So this is similar to what the Gemara said at the top. Here, Meikara Usve Be'edim, to Loli the day Hemna. Ha 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 Hemna, during the time of the original loan, he didn't say anything, Yo Edim, Nish Edim. Now, 6 months later, he said, remember, I gave it up in front of Edim, so I want you to pay me in front of Edim. But he didn't make that condition at the time. Says Rabbi Yudah ben Beseira, this condition now is worthless, because this person can always say, I already paid you in front of Pliny, Pliny, Vilechem, and Yom, he doesn't need any more proof than that, just his brazen statement, I paid you, and the Edim flew the coup. Parach Ravacha, Mimaydi B'shas Lavokoi, how you bring a raya from that price to Shmuel, Dilma B'shas Tviyakoi, it's not only that Dilma, it's L'choyr, that's the Lashon of the price, V'hachi Ka'amalei, Lav Be'edim El-Visicha, don't you remember that I lent you the money previously, 6 months ago, with Eidim? Be'edim ha'yilacholafayraini. If you're telling me now that you paid me, then you should have understood with your, on your own logic. Bring and do it in front of Eidim. Abishas alvoz, konzain tev yakol chayiv. Everybody, even Rabbi Yudah ben Beseira would agree. You better pay in front of Eidim, whether you like it or not. And don't tell me about they're going away to a cruise. Make sure your Eidim are available. And if not, get a receipt to show that you paid. Zoki Moriyetz, we have now machlokes between Rav Papi and Rav Papa as to what Rav held in this halacha. Om Rav Papi mishmei de Rav Hilchasa. What's the halacha? Hamav is chaveir be'edim, terach lefar be'edim. Like we said on the Omer Aleph, the original version of Ravasi, of Rav Yehuda Om Ravasi. Rav Papa mishmei de Rav Omer, hamav is chaveir be'edim. Ain't tzarich lepara be'edim. This is like the second version of Yudah Maravasi. You do not have to. The Imam al-Tabayn al-Be'edim, tzarich lepara be'edim. Diamaloim Babratich of Neploini Ban Lachum Dina Sayam, says Agimara, Ne'eman. No, that would seem to be a stira. Here you're saying that according to that second version, says Rapapa, that if he requires them, he says, after Vain El Bi Adim, Tzarech Lepar Bi Adim. That's what Rav Yehuda Amar Ravasi said. And then Shmuel said, Yochaloim Alei Praticha. And the Gemara assumed that there is a machloikis, and that's why we asked the Kasha and Shmuel. And now he says over here, if he says, Praticha, Neman, he's believed. Notice that there's a Gimel over here, and the Gimel says, Ayin Maimon, which is referring, of course, to the Rambam, Perik Desvah, Mehilchas Malva. What did he say? Degoris, Einoi Neman. In other words, he paskins taka like the original, not the original, like the second version of Yehuda Marvasi, and not like Shmuel. Shmuel says, Yochaloi Maloi, says, according to the Rambam, the gear of the Gemara is Einoi Neman. If he says, I paid you for the Pliny, that's worthless. We do not believe him. Instead, he's going to have to go and bring the Edim live here in front of the peasant. Yes, pay. And or get a receipt, but otherwise, he's not Neman to go and say, Pratichov Nepoin Yuklein. Now we have a siman over here, and the siman is because the Gemara is going to bring. He passes against Shmuel, correct. That's why he says, Einoi Neman.
Interesting, Shmuel usually passing like Shmuel, but Mom.
That's why our Gemara says Neman. Rambam says, no, this is one of the exceptions.
It's momentous.
Momentous. Now, from this point on, Simon Reuven Meshimen Detono Hilchasa Yasvi Yopara Ploini Yoploini Afsi Satroi Bemnusa Bebeitrei. This is a list of 7 or 8 cases that the Gemara is going to give, real life cases that took place, and we're going to address the first 4 or 5, and we're going to leave a couple still for tomorrow. Vos is the first case. Nahu Demolei Vekachabre. Person said to his chaver, Ki Pratin, when you pay me, Haran Li Be'api Reuven Meshimen. I don't want you to go and just pay in front of anybody. I want you to pay me in front of Reuven and Shimon. Why Dafka Reuven and Shimon? Maybe because they are the type that don't go on cruises to Alaska.
Uh-huh.
Or
maybe they're fine people.
Maybe they're wonderful people. Mm-hmm. I want it to be Dafka in front of Reuven and Shimon, nobody else. Also, Upari be api trei mi alba. Instead, Reuven and Shimon for some reason weren't available, or whatever the situation was, and he gave it in front of Yankel and Beryl. Amr Abaya, so now the Malva comes to the Loiva and says, takes him to Besdin, in this case brings him in front of Abaya and Rava, and he says, you didn't pay me in front of Reuven and Shimon. Reuven and Shimon are here. Did you see a payment? They don't have a payment, Shmeimit, they have no idea what you're talking about. You didn't pay in front of Reuven and Shimon, but I paid in front of Yanko Barrel. That was the stipulation, you're going to pay in front of Reuven and Shimon. You didn't pay to Reuven and Shimon. Amr Abaya,
why did you take the money?
Omer Abaye, be'abbe betray omelay, be'abbe betray pare. I don't understand what you want.
Okay, it's like, he wanted to get the money while he could, so
he spoke home. Yes, he said Reuven Shimon. Okay, mazal tov. But Ma'asa, if he can bring Yankel a barrel that he paid.
Right.
Amei Rava, lehochi ka'omelay be'abbe Reuven Shimon, ki heichei lo'y nitchaya. The reason why he said I wanted in front of Reuven Shimon, because he didn't want to be able to go and be doiche him and say that the two went to Medina Sayam and they're going to come back in 6 months, a year from now. He insisted, Reuven Shimon, he should have done in front of Reuven Shimon. That was case number one. That's, you look at the Simon, Reuven Shimon. Yeah.
So what? He
has to pay again?
Just to pay a second time? He
admits? Wait for a moment. We'll talk about that in a moment. So he said, Ba'ap Reuven Shimon, Keichlin and Chai. So make sure next time, front to Reuven Shimon. That was the Simon Reuven Shimon. Now we go on to the Tana Hilchasa. And then we'll be able to go back to your question. Ha'ud Yamalei Lechavrei. Ki Paratali Haranli Bi'ape Beitrei De Tana Hilchasa. He didn't specify Reuven Shimon, but Tana Hilchasa in front of Tamid Chacham. Not just anybody, in front of two Tamid Chacham. Ozel Harei Bein Delay Le Delay. Instead of paying in front of, in Beitrei De Tana Hilchasa, they paid without delay, between delay and delay. In other words, between the malva and the light. And the malva is maskim. Yes, he paid me. No question about it. But guess what happens? It's nisu hanach zuzi. Unfortunately, there was some sort of an oinis, meaning maybe some gangsters came in the middle of the night, even though the safe was fortified with 3 locks on it. They took a bomb, and they bombed the whole place. Ein lecha onus gadol mizeh. The safe finally opened, they took the money and they ran. So therefore, the Malva says, I want the Leiva to pay me again.
It was in the Rishus of the Malva when it was stolen, in your case. It was in the Rishus of the Malva.
That's what the Gemara is saying.
So what's the question? It's his loss.
No, but he didn't pay him because he didn't do the Tanakh.
Okay.
He assumed it was safe,
but the safe was... Right,
it wasn't safe.
Okay. Zog the Gemara. Also the Kamed Rav Nachman. Came from the Rav Nachman. Omalei. So Rav Nachman says, Mister, bottom line, did you get the money?
Yeah.
Yes, in Kibbuli Kibbutin, I got the money. However, since he didn't pay it in front of Beit Reid Tana Hilchasa, he wasn't Mekayim Netanai. So you know why he gave him the money? Derech Bikodai. He said, hold on to the funds, I'm going to find the Beit Reid, and then we're going to go and give it back. In the meantime, you just hold it as Bikodai. You know, now you don't have to worry, you know, you see the money is here, but I want him in Mekayim Netanai, and Me'at Hashem, I'm going to find two Tana Hilchasa, I'm going to bring them. Guess what? In between this was this terrible
thing.
And what's the din by Shem Mechinim? He's potter ba'ainzim v'amina lehevi gaboy pikadin. And I said, no problem. I'm going to hold on to it to be cut. Add the misrami beitrei the toni ilchasa u'mekayim tonight. And then we'll be able to. I'll give it back to him, and he'll give it back to me in front of the beitrei, and we'll be mekayim the tonight. So, but my side was never paid. It was just a pikadin, and I'm Shem Mechinim, and I want to get paid. Hamalei says Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman didn't pass the smell test.
It does not.
Kiven the kamoidis the vadish ekotenu minay. Since you agree, you're moided that you got the money. Peroy ma'al you have it. I mean, if you were disagreeing, then we could say he was mekayim the tonight. Was mekayim the tonight. But you agree, you got paid. Once you agree, peroy ma'al you have it. I amrisa kinyumi tonight. If you say you want to be mekayim the tonight, I have a good answer for you. Zil aisinu, go and take new money, give it back to the original loiva, and you'll have the loiva pay me back again in front of me, do anov Rav Sheshis. We will be a case of betray the Tana Hilchasa l'mahadrin min a mahadrin. The Tanino, not only do we know Hilchasa, we know Hilchasa mitzifra, mitzifri, mitzayisav, the Vekula Gemara. So you'll be Mekayim that tonight. Sounds a little bit arrogant on the part of Rav Sheshis.
Especially Rav Sheshis was a Saginar.
That's true. If you look at the Toises right next to our Gemara, who are Novar of Sheches, a three-liner, the Dichusa Baal Mahud de Kamahadle, with jest. Lav Mishum the Tzorach Lekayim Tanai. He didn't really mean go and give the money back and forth. What he meant to say is, Mister, you got the money, don't complain, you weren't showing it.
You weren't lost it, too bad for you.
Exactly. It's your problem, it's not our problem. So, getting back to the earlier Gemara that you asked the Gabi Rava, what would Rava hold? Rava said, they weren't Mekayim the Tanai, but if he was paid, because Yankel and Beryl said he was paid, even though Reuven and Shimon don't know anything about it, but Yankel and Beryl,
paid
is paid. And therefore, if you want to go and dispute it, and you say you want to dafka in front of Reuven and Shimon, fine. Give the money back, and let it give back in front of Reuven and Shimon. L'chori, that's what would come out based on this new Gemara. We have another two minutes to go. Ha'ud Yamalei L'chabrei. Havli Me'ezuzi. So that, by the way, that was Reuven and Shimon, and that's the Tana Hilchasa in the Simon. Now we're up to the Yaz for your part. Hud Yom Lel Chabrei, Havli Me'ezuzi Du Uzifsach. Go and pay me back the 100 that I lent you. Omalei Lehoi Dvar Miyal. I know what you're talking about. I borrowed money from you. I don't need to borrow money from you. You should borrow money from me. Lehoi Dvar Miyal. Lahada. Ozel Aisi Sadeh. And then subsequently he brought Edom, the Loiva, the purported Loiva. He brought Edom, the Oisvei Upare. He borrowed the money, but he already paid back the money. Rabbiya. My nevid, what can we do for such a malva? Right. We can't go and do anything. Inu amri oisre, inu amri pare. It's like pesha osa, pesha hitter.
Right.
The same edim that testify on your behalf, malva, they borrowed the money. Those same edim say, pare, he paid the money. Since he said he paid the money, so these edim do not help you whatsoever. Rav Omar kalo'imali levisi ka'imali parati dami. Anybody that says, loy hoya dvar me'olam, that I never borrowed the money, he's certainly saying that I didn't pay you back.
It's a Pag de Bura situation.
Exactly. That's what we're going to have as a Pag de Bura. And therefore, we have clear-cut Edom that say that he paid. I'm sorry. That he borrowed the money. Thank you. They borrowed the money. And he himself says, but there was no loan, and therefore I didn't pay. Even though the Edom are saying that he did pay, Haidoas Baldin Kimeya Edom Dami. His Haidoas even...
Dami is the word.
He's even strong... He's even stronger than them. That's as well as Rashi. See, Rashi, Koimali Parati Dami, right in the middle of the Rashis, right in the middle. Even the Lilova, since he said he never lent me money. Lafi dibur ha-mepar, then certainly he didn't pay. Var yesh edim shalava. So nemanim hein al halva, vein nemanim al apiroi. As you said, palgina nemanis, so does ba'lin kim meya edim. We have one more case for today. Four or five lines from the bottom. Ahudi amalei lechavrei. Havli meya zuzi demasik nebach. Pay me back the $100 that you owe me. Amalei loy praticha b'fnei ploini ploini. Don't you remember that I paid you in front of Yankel and Beryl? Don't you remember I paid? Also, plenty, plenty, Yankel, Beryl, come on the scene. I'm below you, Dvorim, we don't know what you're talking about. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. So, Rav Sheish Lameimar, Huchzik Kafran. This person said that I paid in front of Yankel and Beryl. He's Huchzik Kafran. We're not going to believe any shvur that he makes. He's not Neman. Efele mita shvur. And therefore, he's going to have to go and pay. Only Rav Sheish, don't jump. Meaning that when the person paid, he was sure that he paid in front of Yankel and Beryl. Not that he had asked them. He remembered that they were sitting there in Bes Medrash, and it was after the town.
He wasn't miyached them as Aiden then.
Exactly. And he said, I paid in front of Yankel and Beryl.
They weren't paying attention.
And now when Yankel and Beryl come and say, we weren't there, so apparently this person wasn't paying attention. He thought Yankel Beryl, the bank Beryl, ran out because they didn't want to be hostages for a second or third minion or whatever it is. And so therefore he thought they were standing there, but they weren't. So it's not the Aiden that lava date. It's the loivet that said, I paid you in front of Yankel and Beryl. In fact, Yankel and Beryl were not there. If you look at the last Rashi, called Milzid Loirami Aladinish, Kigoinze, Shaloy Hoyloy Loimar Praticha Be'Aiden. He should not have said these words that I paid you in front of Aiden. Shloy Omar Loy Zebishas Halva, Aiden Parali. He didn't insist that it be in front of Aiden. Hilkach Loy Sam Liboy Liskor in Be'Aiden Para, Im Shaloy Be'Aiden. He really didn't think about it too much. Yom from the Yankel Beren, Nishim from the Yankel Beren. For Omar Be'Aiden Praticha, for Lava Daite. He in fact made an honest boo-boo, an honest error. He thought he made it in front of Yankel Beren. Yankel Beren said, you have no idea what you're talking about. You know, come to think of it, they weren't. I thought they were there. I mean, they were there the whole day. And she pinked at that time. I guess they must have left. Therefore, he's not considered Hosei Kafran. And therefore, he's willing to make a Shavua. We will listen to
Shavua. And
Nishma Galoa Shalman. Exactly. Have a good day, everybody. We stop over here. Continue.